WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. There may be an odd couple when it comes to issues, but one thing Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney agree on is that Donald Trump should not return to the White House. The Democratic presidential candidate and former Republican representative touring swing states today, Harris in Pennsylvania.
We have in our grasp the ability to determine the course of our country. You know, every election we've said this is the one. This is the one. This truly is the one.
Former President Trump in Asheville, North Carolina today to see recovery efforts after Hurricane Helene, and then a rally pushing false claims about FEMA assistance money.
They've spent it on illegal migrants.
Four people killed when a helicopter hit a Texas radio tower before crashing down into a Houston neighborhood. A new escalation in the Ukraine war. Reports of North Korean troops in Russia. White House spokesman John Kirby calling it concerning. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin today. She'll make an appearance with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney in Waukesha County. That's where Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigned last night. In-person early voting starts in Wisconsin tomorrow.
We want people to vote in every single way that they can. We want every vote to count. We want get out there and vote. Vote by mail, vote absentee, vote early, vote on Election Day.
Democratic running mate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. Senator Tammy Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde accused each other of dishonesty several times in their debate Friday night. Baldwin said more than a dozen independent fact-checkers found Hovde's made false campaign claims. Hovde accused all of Baldwin's campaign ads to be false, but offered no evidence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Cloquet-Carlton County Airport has received $250,000 in federal funding to assist with infrastructure improvements. Senator Amy Klobuchar visited the airport last week to announce the new funding, which will be used for the construction of a new 11,000-square-foot hangar. Airport officials say there's already 25 people on the waiting list for hangar space at the airport, and the additional space will increase revenue and allow the airport to continue running for the foreseeable future. An inmate who had escaped from the St. Louis County Jail was taken back into custody on Friday. According to law enforcement authorities, inmate LaRon Brown was being seen for a medical visit at the Fairview Range Medical Center in Hibbing on Thursday when he fled from the guard who accompanied him. He was found on Friday morning after an extensive law enforcement search in the area and was taken back into custody with additional charges expected. He is currently serving a sentence for felony domestic assault. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers beat the Texans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a dramatic last-minute drive on offense and a winning field goal from their new kicker, Brandon McManus, to win 24-22 over the Houston Texans. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
Gives the team confidence. Just knowing that we got to get that ball to about that 30-yard line and that he's going to be able to make that kick is huge, and I think he came up big for us tonight.
Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud finished the day 10-21 with no touchdowns, a quarterback rating of just 58.8.
You know, a lot of things didn't go right offensively. We just really didn't get in the rhythm early. Thought we ran the ball really well, but just weren't clicking in a passing game.
College football, Wisconsin with a 23-3 win at Northwestern over the weekend. Badgers running back Tawee Walker unable to score despite rushing for 126 yards.
They held him out of the end zone, and we pride ourselves on giving him opportunities to get him in the end zone. But I still thought that the body blows that he provided, the body blows that offensive line provided, are what really happens in that second half.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low in the mid-50s tonight. A mixture of sunshine and clouds, a chance of showers in the afternoon and evening tomorrow. Not as warm, high low 70s. Cooler for the rest of the week, highs only in the mid-50s Wednesday, mid-60s Thursday. Right now it's 80.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Get out your notepaper and your pens and pencils, folks. I'm dropping all the voting tips and detailed logistics that you need to ensure that your vote counts this November 5th. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy, happy Monday to us all. You can join this fine production, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Jess working the board. Welcome to the show, Jess. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's been a lot of moving parts here at Civic Media. New studios originating down WRJN in Racine. And this place is sweet.
So wanky.
The Civic Media engineers working hard. Yes, I know you have, fellas. Thank you so much for your efforts. We're getting it all together. It'll all be fine. It'll be like the election. We're just getting there, getting closer and closer and closer.
We're doing it.
But we're live, and you can be a part of it as well. Once again, 855-752-4842. Really appreciate Maggie Dawn hanging out with me. I guess this time I'm hanging out with her. In case you missed it, I come in a little bit early for my shift, helping out Maggie, talking some politics, having some fun. Maggie reciprocates on Tuesdays with the overtime with Maggie Dawn. So appreciate that. Part of the topic, part of the conversation with Maggie and me today was the Eric Hovde and Tammy Baldwin debate. Now, I got to be honest with you, folks. You know, I was off last week, and thank you, Matt Rothschild. Thank you, Jess. Lots of folks filling in, helping out in my absence. With all the moving going on, I guess I didn't really miss a whole lot. So good to be back with the mics on, everything working today. Thank you, Matt Rothschild, once again. But I was traveling last week. Man, you know, I went to Cincinnati. My wife and I decided to just get away. She had been down to Cincinnati, to this Blink Cincinnati. It's a big art festival, projection mapping on the side of the beautiful buildings. And it's, if you haven't been to downtown Cincinnati, even hung out there, I mean, it's a river town, which I totally appreciate being a UW lacrosse grad. And by the way, just as a side note, and if you can follow the weave, please do so. We will get to lacrosse today because there were some lacrosse happenings when the vice president was in town last week. But you're going to have to stick around for my take on that. But again, being from going to school for 5 years in lacrosse, no, I'm not a doctor. I love the river.
I don't have a medical school. I
mean, you know, it was just a lot of fun. I took a light load, stayed an extra year, had some fun. But there's something to be said about the river towns. And of course, Cincinnati is one on the Ohio River. Ended up going to Kentucky two nights, man, partying in Kentucky just across the river. But the art and the event, it was just amazing. If you haven't seen projection mapping, you haven't been to Blink, just take a look at it. And what I really, really appreciated about this is the way that this community just comes together. My understanding, this project was started by basically city money. They invested in this, and then now it's grown, and it's a huge, huge
impact for Cincinnati. People come from all over the country. Hell, we did. We drove 400 miles just to go check it out and hang out for a few nights in Cincinnati and Kentucky. I never knew I was going to be going to Kentucky, Covenant, Kentucky, but had a great time. But I guess my point being is, number one, for not watching the debate, number one, but doing some research on it. And number two, seeing how the investment in the arts with the city and how that has paid off for Cincinnati. It was amazing. All types of people, colors, race, creeds, religion, everybody out hanging out. They closed down multiple blocks of downtown. They have some classic, big, beautiful buildings where they did projection mapping on it, basically a movie and art and all these things you can see on these buildings. It was just absolutely amazing. So, and then, of course, I ponder here in the state of Wisconsin and certainly in the city of Milwaukee, what kind of art funding do we have? Well, come to find out, it's not very high. So anyway, I was not around to watch live the Tammy Baldwin-Eric Hovde debate.
But, I was.
Yes, you were. Okay, Jess, what was your takeaway?
My takeaway was that the moderators went for a mile-wide, inch-deep format. It was annoying to me. Each candidate had 1 minute to answer a question, and then at the moderator's discretion, an additional 30 seconds. And that was it. There was no rebuttal after that. There was no ability to dig any deeper. It was just, all right, that's that. Now we're going to go 3 miles to the left on this question. It frustrated me.
Did you think there should have been some more follow-up?
I think there should have been more follow-up, yeah. Especially when the candidates, especially Hovde, didn't answer the questions. There were a few times that the moderator said, well, this was the question that we asked. And we didn't hear a response to this question, so you'll each get 30 seconds to respond to it. And then Hovde still wouldn't answer the question, and then that was it. It was just like, okay.
Oh, you wanted me to answer that question. Oh, well, you can ask it once. You can ask it twice. Hell, you can ask it three times. You're still going to get the answer they want to give you. We have some sound working on the sound. Are we okay? So in
working on it.
All right. In the meantime, the reporting from Jesse Poyne and Dan Bice from a couple of days ago. Of course, I got back into town, had to catch up on my reading on the goings on, and I'm not surprised when I read this portion of this article at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The most heated moment came when Hovde said Baldwin had a conflict of interest by not reporting investments made by her partner, Maria Brisbane, a Wall Street money manager. His quote, her partner on Wall Street, a Wall Street executive, is investing in big tech and big pharma, a committee she oversees. And they don't disclose those investments and how much they're profiting from it, Hovde said. It's fundamentally wrong, and you should disclose what investment your partner is making. Now, they're dating. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no obligation. There's no federal requirement for a political candidate to pry their business doings of their partner and drag it into the political and public realm. They're not married. There's no obligation. And this Wall Street examiner, I mean, money market manager, I mean, come on, a mutual fund manager. Come on, man. I mean, I worked at Morgan Stanley for a stint in my life, and they would not be happy to provide an investment list for their clients.
No.
Just because you, Mr. Hovde, asked for it. Now, maybe you're thinking you got your own drama. Is anybody asking? And did it ever come up? You know, this Bank Azteca, this Mexican bank that has been shunned by many, many other banks, but not Hovde. No, they repatriated, $20 million? This is, normal business for Hovde. But he, no problem, taking $20 million in cash and repatriating that from a Mexican bank that has been under scrutiny for having ties to drug dealer, gangs and all the sort, the cartels, whatever you want to call it. But that's fine, and that's not a problem with Hovde. Dotted all the I's and crossed all the T's, I'm sure. But for some reason, he thinks it is incumbent upon Tammy Baldwin's girlfriend. Oh, let's just get to it, right? Isn't that really what it's all about?
Mm-hmm.
Tammy Baldwin has a girlfriend.
Tammy Baldwin
is a girl. She has a girlfriend. That means
but
Tammy
what does
Baldwin.
That mean?
That means she's gay. She's gay. Do you guys know she's gay? She's very gay.
But did you also know, Dom? She's gay.
Oh, I mean, that's not even the only thing. And the problem really is for Hubdy and the Republicans, and they want to make sure that it's the financial. No, she's gay.
She's gay.
She's gay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so asinine and so juvenile and so absolutely stupid. Of course, Eric Hubdy knows that it is not an obligation of Tammy Baldwin to force her partner, which she couldn't divulge that information even if she wanted to. She's not legally obligated to. She's not married. They're dating.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Hubdy knows this, but it proves his point to just drill it home over and over again. We have some sound in this regard, Jess?
We have some sound. How about just listening to Tammy, what she thought of all of this?
All right, let's start with Tammy.
Maybe.
Well, first I need to talk about what Eric Hubdy just said. Eric Hubdy should stay out of my personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I speak for most Wisconsin women that he should stay out of all of our personal lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that would include staying out of your personal life, not just for the abortion and healthcare issues, but certainly for making your girlfriend disclose her financial documents to her campaign. You're not obligated to do so. It bothers me to no end. What else we have? Hubdy on abortion? We got abortion? Let's hear it. We got time for Hubdy on abortion?
We do have some Hubdy on abortion.
Let's hear what Hubdy's thoughts are and where he stands on abortion.
I think I did. I said it's come back to
you didn't answer
state.
The question.
You didn't answer the question.
State should resolve this issue with a referendum where everybody gets a right to vote. The voters get a right to vote. I get a right to vote. I clarified where my position
is. No, you didn't.
And that is, I believe that women should have a right to choose early on in their pregnancy.
Oh, thank you.
But there comes a point in time where a baby can be born healthy and alive, and I think thinks it's unconscionable to terminate that child's life.
Oh, wait till you hear about the post-birth abortions that Donald Trump talks about. You know, they're murdering the babies.
Yeah. It's a good thing that there is actually a term for what Hubdy is talking about. That term is viability.
Yes, I thought we had that.
Like,
a big conversation about this many, many years ago.
There was.
And viability, and my understanding of viability because of the technology has actually been coming down. It's shorter now,
it
right?
It is. Yeah. It's a little bit over 20 weeks at this point. And that is the point at which a fetus could survive outside of a host body. Now, that the child will survive, but that is the point. Most likely, enough of the internal structures, enough of the essential organs are formed and ready, and they can live without another person supplying them with everything that they need.
Viability. So it sounds like he's down for, you know, women to be able to have the abortion up to the point of viability. Of course, the big question is, what's the date? And it's, tell you what, Eric, it's more than 6 weeks, dude. We have asked this question. We answered it. Why are we doing this again? And a referendum? Come on, man. We don't have binding referendums in this state. This election will be a referendum on abortion. I think it's coming to be the number one issue. I'm sorry, perhaps number two issue. The number two issue on lots of folks' mind. Folks, you are listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy, happy Monday to us all. We've got a little bit more from the big time debate. What did you think? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Who won the debate? Was it worth watching the debate? Did it change anybody's mind? I got to be honest, from what I've read and what I've listened to, kind of glad I was on the road to Cincy for a party. But this is always a party when you join. 855-752-4842. We'll be right back.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose
what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh,
well, that's how the original series was, when they moved the camera, whenever it's the red alert. That,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to fake.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah. Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back to the Dom Salve Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We're rehashing, reliving, hitting the highlights of the oh-so-exciting Eric Hovde, Tammy Baldwin debate. And Tammy's not a great, energetic, inspiring speaker, but Tammy's solid on the issues, and she's solid at getting the job done for the folks, for the citizens of Wisconsin. Eric Hovde rolled into town. Well, I guess apparently what? He brought his utility bills, Jess?
He brought props.
He's not supposed to bring props.
He knew that Tammy was going to come after him for being a carpetbagger, because he is. So he pulled out of his suit jacket utility bills to say, well, you know what they say, that I don't live here, but there's a way to prove residency. And here we go. Unfolds the paper and... what? Held up utility bills. It's like, yeah, we know that you own a house in Wisconsin.
and you own a house in California. Did you bring your California utility bill?
He did not.
Ah, what he state didn't. Do you vote from? Do you vote in both? Because that'd be bad.
That'd be a no-no.
Can't do that.
I mean, he did say that he votes in Wisconsin.
Okay. Well, that's good. He mentioned the state of Wisconsin.
He did mention the state of Wisconsin.
Excellent.
He did.
You know, and again, this kind of candidate, and Hovde's run before, you know, guy's got money, developer, and, you know, banker, all the things, and conservative, okay, stands up and comes out and spends lots of money here. He loaned his campaign millions more dollars here recently. And as I mentioned, I can't get over the fact he rolled out this senatorial video without mentioning the state of Wisconsin, man. I mean, he wasn't wearing any Packer gear. He didn't have any Badger gear, no Marquette gear. I mean, there was...
You expect him to know the teams from
here? No Brewers stuff. I mean, it was nothing. It was just, hey, look at me. I'm Eric Hovde, and I'm rich, and here's my bullet points. And, you know, look at any website for any conservative running for office. They all say the same thing. And I'm not saying that's just on the right. It's a lot of lefties feel the same way. A lot of Democrats believe in the same thing. So that's not terrible. I mean, it's very common. But he never really drills down. He talks about, all this regulation, keeping the water clean kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I can fully understand. I mean, there is regulation in all sorts of aspects and things. And that's how we, the people through our government, have an impact, a say into what goes on in industry and service, right? That's how we do it. Make sure we have a clean environment, or clean as we can get it, you know, with those pushing back against us. Make sure we have a safe working environment. Make sure we have wages that are equitable. Well, you know, all right, we'll take that one back. 7.25 is not a living wage. But that's why through those regulations, and granted, they can get up there, and we should always be looking at better ways to be more efficient in our governance. Certainly, technology can help drive that processes, and innovation can help drive those things as well. But the basic sense of regulation in and of itself is not a terrible thing. And so when you fall back to, well, I haven't read the Farm Bill and there's a lot of regulation. Yeah, well. Okay, but what are you going to cut out? Like, what are you worried about? You hear the farmers talk about regulation. What are you talking about? Are you talking about they can't put all the chemicals they want in the fields, and they're concerned about the runoff into the water and the nitrogen levels? Are they concerned about all the manure that they can't spread in certain spots? They got to do something different because they don't want all that leaching down into the aquifer. What are you talking about? What specific regulation that they can't go 50? They can't go 60 miles an hour with the tractor? That they can't drive roads because of the weight? I mean, what kind of regulation are you concerned about? Well, he doesn't articulate that, and certainly you're not going to in 60 seconds, but you could say a couple of things.
He could.
You know what I mean?
He really struggled to put forth any kind of policy. In fact, he didn't propose any policy. Even when pushed, what specific policy would you write, sponsor, or support? Nothing.
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 I mean, come on. Do we have time about the ads? The Journal Sentinel, Daniel Bice, and Jesse Apoyan talk about, they break down some of these. And we have some sound. I know we're going to run short on timer. But some folks have been critical for both sides, on the right and the left, with regards to the ads. Mm-hmm. Let's hear that
portion. I think
we're
going to have to come back to that in our next segment.
Oh, no!
I know, but they're 3 minutes, and that's all we got.
We can't do that. Well, let's take some callers on 855-752-4842. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you will be first today. Welcome, Jeannie. What do you got for us?
Thank you. Outstanding job. Telling about what happened there, I watched too, and I just hate that, you know, it disgusts me, that carpetbagger sleazeball going to trash my senator. I've watched her for years, honest to goodness, you know, I watch live. She works for us.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen that woman sitting out there on the floor all hours of the night working and voting and, you know, fighting for us, and that sleazebag comes into town, and it just... And the ads, honest to goodness, I have to turn the TV off. I'm just cussing up a storm at the television. Thank you guys for covering this, because it is gross. That guy, we ought to run him out of town. Thank you.
We're trying.
We work.
Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate it. We're trying. Well, and it's all we can do is highlight. And, you know, there are... Everyone has their own expectations on what you want from your senator in this case, so your elected official. Now, right now, we're talking about Hubdy, and we're talking about Tammy Baldwin. And Tammy Baldwin does have a record. And if you think Tammy Baldwin's record is too extreme, if you think that Tammy Baldwin being gay, if you think that Tammy Baldwin having a partner that didn't disclose, even though she's not supposed to and not forced to and not legally obligated to in any way, shape, or form, and could violate some of her own work ethics if she were to do something like that, and her company knows that and still says these things, you know, there's certainly a contrast, let's just say. And if Eric Hubdy gets elected to the Senate, he'll be one of the richest men in the Senate. Much like our other senator, Ron Johnson. I mean, do we need two white, old, millionaire men in the Senate from Wisconsin?
No.
No. I mean, do we got one of them. Right. We have one of those already. We don't need two of them.
You know, there's some benefit to a matching set, but not here.
Not here. Man, when are rich white men going to catch a break in this country? Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. We're going to get into some of the criticism of the ads. And, oh, man, there have been ads. And we got, 15 days left. And there are going to be more ads. But then there's light at the end of the tunnel. There will be no more ads, no more emails to delete, but calls to make. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The EPA is moving forward with plans to establish new federal carbon pollution standards for power plants after a U.S. Supreme Court ruling last week. Ashley Radzinski is with the Great Lakes Business Network. She says she's glad the work on the new rules continues uninterrupted.
This is not a looming crisis in the future. This is something that is here already. We're having much more impactful storms that are causing power outages across our states.
Opponents argue the EPA is overstepping its authority. Jolly Good Soda is officially the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. The Cryer Foods Soft Drinks Made in Random Lake is the winner of the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce's annual contest. Jolly Good's been around since 1966 and was rebooted in 2013 as a craft soda brand. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Duluth paper plant has received millions in state funding to assist in a massive expansion project. The state of Minnesota has announced a $5 million incentive to help Sofidel move forward with their $200 million expansion. The first phase of construction is expected to begin by the end of the year and will continue in phases through the end of 2026. Officials from the company say the expansion will allow them to triple their workforce with 160 new jobs in the 600,000-square-foot facility. Ballot drop boxes are now available in Superior ahead of the November election. On Friday, Mayor Jim Payne announced the secure ballot drop boxes were officially opened and are available at the Government Center, Superior Fire Department Headquarters, and the Bong Veterans Museum. The drop boxes will be picked up at 6 p.m. on Election Day. In-person early voting will also officially open on Tuesday at the City Clerk's Office. Residents will be able to stop in from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on weekdays until November 1st to vote early. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In This Makes a Ton of Sense News, Variety reports that Al Pacino says he took roles in movies that he didn't even understand because he was flat broke. Pacino says one minute he had $50 million and the next minute he had nothing, thanks to his accountant who stole from him and ended up spending 7.5 years in jail. Pacino went back to work, but not for the money he made when he was younger. This makes a lot of sense, as the actor did a lot of not-so-memorable films post-2010. His new memoir, Sonny Boy, is available for purchase this week. If you like musicals, you'll love this. Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson are set to play a couple who is part of a Neil Diamond tribute band. Variety reports Song Sung Blue is in the early stages of production. The cast also includes Fisher Stevens, Jim Belushi, and Michael Imperioli. The show is based on a real-life couple who are struggling musicians and formed said tribute band in 2008, calling it Lightning and Thunder. Who else thinks this sounds like an absolute blast? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low in the mid-50s tonight. A mixture of sunshine and clouds, a chance of showers in the afternoon and evening tomorrow. Not as warm, high low 70s. Cooler for the rest of the week. Highs only in the mid-50s Wednesday, mid-60s Thursday. Right now it's 80.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she is a candidate for State Senate District 18. Kristen Alfheim will be here. We'll wrap everything up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We are wrapping up our discussion of the big Wisconsin senatorial debate between incumbent Senator Tammy Baldwin and the guy who flew in from California with a bag full of money and wants
to... It was a plane full of money, Dom.
Ah, nice, a plane full. Well, he didn't divert that from Bank Azteca, did he? I mean, he has donated millions of dollars to his own campaign. I wonder if they were in $20 non-sequential bills. I digress. Of course, I'm just ribbing. I'm sure everything was totally legit when he got those millions of dollars of money from the Mexican bank to California, because he would never, ever do anything wrong, right? But of course, he's very critical on whether or not Tammy Baldwin's girlfriend should provide Eric Hovde her investment strategy for herself and perhaps her clients. Anyway, the last topic on this debate, something that I wanted to get to, of course, is the ads and the the differences and the critiques that some folks have had from both campaigns or about both campaigns. And I want to play it. I think it's about a 3-minute clip, Jess. But I think one of the things to note is even within the criticism of both sides, there still is a distinction. Let's see if we can flush that out. Let's play it, please, Jess.
So let's talk about two of them. Senator Baldwin, your ad claims that Mr. Hovde called farmers lazy. Mr. Hovde, your ad claims Senator Baldwin funded a clinic offering transgender therapy for minors without parental consent. Both of these ads have been found false by nonpartisan organizations. Both of these ads end with you saying, I approve this message. You could pull these ads. Why don't you do it? You both have 60 seconds to respond. Senator Baldwin, you may go first.
So there have been 19 independent fact checks of Eric Hovde throughout the course of this campaign that have all produced false results. Eric Hovde is lying. I think it's really hard to say that an ad is false when you are hearing Eric Hovde in his own words. You're seeing this with your eyes. I'm telling you things he has said. The context of that ad relating to farmers was he was doing an interview about why we could easily increase the retirement age to 72.
Yeah.
Because farmers didn't take the physical toil they used to. They just largely ride around on tractors. I spend so much time with dairy farmers, and I can tell you, they are insulted by those words, and I stand by those.
Mr. Hovde.
Look, every single one of Senator Baldwin's ads has been a lie. I'm supposedly the jerk from California, yet I'm born, raised here in this state, spent my, you know, last 12 years living where you grew up. I vote here. I live here. I was raised here. I'm a UW grad. You're not. The farmer's saying...
Yes, I am.
Law school, not undergrad.
Yes.
Look.
Come on.
As it pertains to the clinic, she funded an earmark for that clinic. The clinic changed what's on its website and took down that it did it without parental's approval. But every single one of her ads has been false. So, you know, Senator Baldwin, you claim I live in California, and that's where I am, and I'm not a Wisconsinite, even though, as I said, I live in the neighborhood you grew up. You know, there's such thing as a way to prove it. It's called a utility bill.
Ah,
here's the
there we go.
Utility bill. Let's get him for the last 10 years.
Mr. Hovde,
and see
time?
Who actually,
Mr. Hovde,
who actually
your time.
Has lived in
you can hear
state.
Him
your
unfolding
time is up,
it.
And I don't believe that we heard from either of you about the question that asked.
Yep.
Let me show you my utility bills. Oh, wait, that's the one from California.
Oops.
Okay, so there you have it. Here's my point. And I'm not sure that Baldwin ad, I mean, they reference him, and I have, you know, the guy from California. Well, he's got business in California. He's been voted the, you know, businessman of the year in California. I mean,
yeah,
those kinds
I mean,
of things.
He's been most influential
right, there
person
we go.
In Orange County for
and,
3 years in a row.
And what was, I love Tammy
oh,
Baldwin's line
Baldwin's
on this.
Quote, it was so good.
We have a green
county. We have a brown county. Wisconsin does not have an Orange County.
No, it doesn't.
I was
not.
So happy to hear that.
And she's used it before, and it's still a fine response. So, okay, fair enough. But let's with the criticism of Baldwin, as Milwaukee Journal Sentinel said, WIS-I. Now, WIS-I is essentially a nonpartisan C-SPAN for the state of Wisconsin. And Tammy Baldwin's campaign apparently used some footage from that 2012 interview where he says, or you know, claiming that Hubdy, you know, implies that farmers don't work hard because now they're not, you know, they're not digging with their hands. They got backhoes, I guess, you know, machinery and making these people lazy. And so she embellishes that certainly, but he still said those words, right? He still made the impression. He still justified his position in wanting to increase Social Security at 72. Yes, everyone, work till you're 72. So I think that is more righteous than Hovde's position, in my own personal opinion. You could have a different opinion. I'd love to hear it. 855-752-4842. In like 15 days, all these ads will be done. I just can't wait. Let's get to it. Joe from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Well, it's easy to work to 72 when you're a banker. You're sitting on your hiney most of the day.
Right.
As compared to a farmer who's struggling to make things work. And, I mean, talk to farmers. They're looking for auxiliary income all the time because it's a tumultuous business.
Mm-hmm.
With climate change and global markets, it is hard. You've got to be really smart and cagey to be a farmer, and you work hard. He's talked about how I've been on all these farms, and I see all these hubby signs. Give me a break. Anybody who says every single ad that Baldwin had is a lie. You can't believe that. That's liar's language. That's Trump language,
mm-hmm.
and it's liar's language. I'd like to go back to Mr. Hovde and his efforts to smear Senator Baldwin by talking about her girlfriend mm-hmm. who works at Morgan Stanley and how she should open up her accounts so there should be transparency. And as you have said, since you worked at Morgan Stanley and you have some idea how that works, you don't open up accounts. For God's sake, I don't want an account with Morgan Stanley to be opened up. And so Mr. Hovde can bless whether it's A-OK or not. And I'd like to know if we're going to have transparency, why doesn't he open up the accounts to his bank? I'd like to know why his bank is only one of three in the entire country that took money from Banco Azteca out of Mexico, which has been, you know, the allegations are, and they're supported by very good evidence, of drug smuggling, kidnapping, and extortion. Only three banks, think of all the banks that we have in the country, only three will deal with that
right.
bank because they don't want the smear. They don't want the, ugh. I mean, cue the Miami Vice music. It's dirty, and they don't want to have to deal with that stuff. So here he is blabbing about how, I mean, have transparency about this. And I would say, if he's going to have transparency, it's really critical and important because, as I understand it, in the last couple of weeks, he's also said that he's not going to divest himself of his holdings in his bank if he's elected to the Senate. How tidy. And in fact, he'd like to be on the banking committee. How tidy. What kind of legislation is he going to be proposing that may benefit his bank if he's on the banking committee? Give me a break. This is, you know, I mean, this is dollars and cents. It's not the same as somebody who has an interest in ag choosing to be on the agricultural committee. This is about a banker who wants to be on the banking committee with his rather slimy bank. I mean, just explain to us why you took money from Banca Azteca and why those four plane loads of cash that came in December of 23, and then in February of 24, you're announcing your campaign for Senate. I'm telling you, that it's material for a Miami Vice episode. Don't you agree?
I do. It is a great point, Crockett. I appreciate you making it and making reminding everybody. I think it is very important. And not to suggest, we don't know. But if you're going to go down this road, if you're going to talk about, well, Tammy Baldwin is dating this person who's in this industry and, you know, has access to, you know, to funds and investments and whatnot, and she sits on these boards, and if that's a very big concern for you, let alone the fact, of course, that you don't have to have your girlfriend show their finances, then why wouldn't you divest? Why would you want to be on the banking committee? You know what I mean? It's just I think it's a lot of projection in my personal opinion. We see this from Donald Trump, and this guy is very Trumpy. Well, let's just get that out there right away. And I don't recall him
somehow with less charisma.
Oh, certainly. I mean, no one's got the charisma or the swag that Trump does, and they all fail miserably when they try. Which is going to be once Donald Trump is cast to the dustbin of political history, and he gets his ass handed to him in this election. That's wood, right?
I don't know
that we will look back on these times and think, oh my goodness, what were we thinking? 855-752-4842. It seems very problematic for me that we have Eric Hovde wanting to do these things, get on the committee, as Joe says, and then also be critical wrongly of his opponent and the projection and the very Trumpy thing, and doesn't have the swagger, doesn't have the style. And I think, much like Donald Trump's going to have some problems these last few weeks getting, he's not even going after the independents, right? He's not even going after the folks that I think he should go after at Donald Trump. And I think, again, anytime you talk about the mega party, you can talk about the lead on the ticket, and that's Trump. And you can cast all those same thoughts and concerns and situations down on the down ticket. And in this case, it's Eric Hovde. And Eric Hovde will not divest. Eric Hovde will not open his books, right? Eric Hovde wants to serve you, Wisconsin, without really serving himself first, perhaps, because if this was a truly a service for him, why wouldn't you divest? Why wouldn't you open your books? Don't you want people to have confidence that you're making decisions for your constituents and not for yourself? I mean, they used to think that way. I'm not sure they do now. I'm not clear that Donald Trump is out there talking about what he's going to do for the constituents, what he's going to do for this country. He's out there talking about, you know, dead golfers' genitalia. Oh, yeah, we'll go there next hour. 855-752-4842. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks. Well, first off, congratulations on your Lions kicking.
Yeah, that was great, man.
I enjoyed that. And for Hovde, I guess, and getting to Joe's point, and thanks you so much, Joe, bringing that up, is it came in the form of cash. And I mean, now,
talking about the $20 million from Big Azteca that Hovde repatriated.
If I walked into a bank and had $10,001 of cash, I'd have a pretty thorough investigation of exactly where that money came from. And I mean that for this bank that has actually been probably credibly, you know, they've been laundering money for some drug cartels down there in Mexico, and that money then is tainted. If that bank had any kind of funny business going on at all, that money is any money in that bank at all is tainted. And that for Hovde to do this song and dance, say, well, you know, we did everything okay, you take that kind of cash, there's something funny going on, because if you're doing an honest transaction, why didn't it come in the form of a check rather than cash? That's my question.
Well, they got to repatriate the cash, man. And if you take a check, then leaves the cash over there. You got to get the cash. You know, I'm not sure of the financial implications and reasons for that, Mark. Frankly, if that's the case, why is it only that bank? Why did you do it? And why did anybody else do it? You know, is this, how often is this done? You know, the statistics would be nice to know. But it's just another example, if nothing else, of the pulled strings, the different priorities. And a guy like Hovde is not going to make, you know, the Wisconsin farmers his priority. He's just not. If he's not going to divest, you think he's not going to have one eye and one ear on what's happening in his business? You know what I'm saying? These are not folks that want to do this as a mission for Wisconsinites. And I think if you're going to be in that role, that's what it should be. And doesn't mean you can't be in that role if you happen to have money and investments, but you sure as hell shouldn't be holding those things in your pocket when you're making decisions that really might be for you and not for the citizens. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Matt Nair on Air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. It's a text line. It is a phone line, 855-75-CIVIC. Got just on the board. We got you on the lines. Wisconsin, man, we are getting filthy with the politicians. Tim Walz, my understanding, in Racine. That's where we're at right now. These fancy, fun, awesome updated studios at WRJN. Governor Tim Walz, it will be in Racine. Also, Kamala Harris going on tour with Liz Cheney, and they're doing these sit-down events moderated, kind of like my most smaller moderate events, moderated by Charlie Sykes. Of course, Charlie Sykes, formerly conservative. I guess he might still be a conservative, maybe just not mega conservative. He's come out and said he will be voting for Kamala Harris. So, all right, thumbs up to you on that one, Charlie. It's a lot of making up to do, man. Of course, he was a staple in Milwaukee and Wisconsin radio, conservative talk, for a long, long, long time, now part of the Bulwark. He is out and doing moderating discussions with Liz Cheney and Kamala Harris around Wisconsin. I think they're in Waukesha today. So if you got some, you might have some traffic getting around, but it's good to know that these candidates are paying attention to Wisconsin. We matter. We matter, folks, and they're here trying to get your vote. We have a couple of clips from Liz Cheney.
We do indeed.
All right. Again, Republican, Dick Cheney's daughter. Remember Darth Vader? Right, right. Liz Cheney, just thrown out of the Republican Party. She was a chair of the J6 committee, doing her job, to choose her country over her party. And not that her party wanted her in the party anymore anyway, so there wasn't much of a challenge there. And maybe someone like Liz, and again, you know, lots of different policies between Liz Cheney and Kamala Harris, no doubt, and Bernie Sanders, for example, as you know, lots of people like to reflect on the scope and the size and the scale of this group of that Harris is putting together. So definitely going to be different on policy, but understanding that sometimes there's more important things than the party, and that's the country. And she reiterates that over and over again, talking about Liz Cheney. Let's hear cut number one, please, Jess.
You have to choose in this race between someone who has been faithful to the Constitution, who will be faithful, and Donald Trump, who it's not just us predicting how he will act. We watched what he did after the last election. We watched what he did on January 6th.
We certainly did.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly did. And she had a front row seat to that history. And we'll get into the next hour of the things that Donald Trump continues to say. And if you just take him at his word, and even if you have all the righties and the other the righty newsmaker types trying to guide him, oh, you wouldn't really do that. You don't mean that. You know,
it's hyperbole.
He can't not say it. He means it.
Mm-hmm.
He means it when he talks about the enemy from within. He's not talking Mike Johnson about, you know, random gang whores roaming the. As you try to say, that's not. He literally talks about the evil Pelosi and her husband. He talks about the guy from California, Shifty Schiff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talks about Representative Schiff. He's literally naming.
If he weren't so damn specific, you could get away with
right?
it.
Well, and they still try. So it won't. Whatever happens, to Cheney's point, won't be just because of Trump. It will be because of the enablers. Like mm-hmm. Mike Johnson, it will because of the enablers like Ron Johnson, the senator out of the state of Wisconsin, who tried to do his part to deliver the fraudulent electors from the state of Wisconsin. But I digress. If you can keep up with the weave, let's get back to Liz Cheney. Cut number two.
Our adversaries know that they can play Donald Trump.
Yup.
They absolutely know that they can play him. And we simply can't afford to take that risk.
Yeah, amen, sister. Let's roll a couple more, then we'll get the callers, 855-752-4842. Cut three, please, Jess.
Every one of us in this election has a duty and an obligation to do what we know is right for the country, and that's to support Vice President Harris.
Yeah, and the last one, Liz Cheney.
We have the chance to say, you know, we're going to reject cruelty. We're going to reject the kind of vile vitriol that we've seen from Donald Trump. We're going to reject the misogyny that we've seen from Donald Trump and J.D. Vance.
Well, we are. I'm not sure the mega bros will, though. 855-752-4842. Hopefully there's more of us than them. Jim from Appleton, you're up. Welcome, Jim. What do you got?
Hey, Dom. I heard this morning on ABC or CBS, or actually both, because I jump around on the app, that Eric Holtby hooked up with a bunch of other investors, and Eric himself invested $1.2 million in a luxury resort in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of wondering why.
I mean, if he's a developer guy as well. I mean, I don't object to people doing this. He's got money. He's got to have investments. I totally get that. So that being said, but I think it goes to the point. I mean, how much effort and how concerned is Hovde going to be about his $1 million investment? I think Journal Sentinel had an article on this as well. Is he going to be making sure that thing gets loaded? Is he going to, you know, send his friends and family there? Is he going to have dignitaries come in from other states? Oh, wait, that was Trump.
That was Trump.
I'm sorry.
He could have Secret Service there and charge them three times the price.
Well, I mean, if you can't make money off this government, then you're doing it wrong. But Jim, I guess ultimately, anyone who's got that kind of myriad of businesses certainly is going to have time to manage it. If you're going to manage it and not turn it over, then that is time you're not spending on your constituents in the state of Wisconsin. That's where you're running for senator, right, sir? 855-752-4842. We're going to wrap up this segment. Come back next hour. We're going to jump into the Trump comments from over the weekend.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge, who joins the show to discuss fall hotspots in our beautiful state. And we'll go back to the future with a discussion about Back to the Future.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.